Welcome to the What If Sports Podcast, where every episode I will make a crazier NFL what if scenario, such as what if Patrick Mahomes and Joe Burrow switch teams, and I'll talk through it. Welcome everybody to the What If Sports Podcast. I'm so glad you are all here today. Today is going to be a great episode. We're kicking off the podcast with a banger. The first episode of the What If Sports Podcast is going to be, what if the Bengals in the 2020 NFL Draft did not have the first pick, but they had the second pick? We're going to see how they would have done, who they would have picked, and if we think they would have been in the Super Bowl this year playing the Rams. So let's dive in and let's look at the Bengals' 2019 passing statistics before Joe Burrow was there. So Andy Dalton was the quarterback that year. He threw for 59% completion rate. I mean, that's not terrible. 314 out of 528. But yeah, that year with Andy Dalton as the quarterback, they went 2-11. That's just ridiculous. And then he only threw 16 touchdowns and 14 interceptions. That's about one interception a game. That's not very good for the games he played. Wow. But also, Ryan Finley played a little bit that year. He played three games. He had a 47% completion rate, 41 out of 87. He threw for two touchdowns and had two interceptions in three games. Not good at all. Terrible. And the Bengals that year went 2-14. Well, very, very rough year for the Bengals. And they, of course, had the first pick of the NFL draft, which really helped them. And offensive linemen, I mean, their offensive line isn't very good, but like the year before, they wasted a first-round pick on John Ross, who John Ross that year only had three catches. Wait, no. He had 22 receptions for 506 yards and three touchdowns. So, I mean, yeah, that's not very good. That was a big waste of a pick on John Ross. Or we could have had the Bengals could have had a quarterback that year, and then they wouldn't have had to get one this year, or the 2020. But, yeah, not a very good year of 2019. So Joe Burrow definitely did help the Bengals out in 2021. But let's look at the stats of that now. So now that we know that Joe Burrow didn't really help in 2020, we'll look at 2022. Oh my gosh. This man in 2022 was a freaking beast. He led the Bengals from the four seed, okay, all the way to the Super Bowl, and they almost won it. That was crazy. Can't believe he did that in his second season in the NFL. He's a great player. Without him, the Bengals would go 5-10. No, like 6-11. They go 6-11, but yeah, without him, they would be pretty much nothing. But now we need to look at how the other players in the 2020 NFL draft perform to see who the Bengals would have picked if they picked somebody other than Joe Burrow. So Chase Young was 2, Okuda 3, Andrew Thomas 4, and then Tua 5, and Herbert 6. So Burrow was the obvious choice, but no one knew he'd tear his ACL. And then Chase Young, he has not had a very good NFL career. He had 47 tackles that year, 9 sacks, and he just He hasn't been very great, but Jeff Okuda's been pretty good. I mean, not like as good as you'd want out of the third pick in the NFL draft, but like still good enough. And then Andrew Thomas, I think he would have really helped their offensive line. I think he could have been a really good pick for them. And then Tua sucks, keeps getting hurt. He does not play well. But then Herbert, all right. So what people said the Bengals were gonna do was trade their first pick for all of Miami's first round picks. And I think they should have, because Miami had the 5th pick, the 30th, and the 5th and the 18th. That would have been so good for the Bengals. They would have needed that like a lot. I mean, cuz they could have picked Justin Herbert there, and I think they would have, but they didn't end up doing that. But it's still crazy. And if you also look at Joe Burrow's stats, which is crazy compared to Herbert, is Herbert only has thrown 2,000 more yards than Burrow, even though he's played, I think, 5 or 6 more games than him. That's crazy. It's not that good, though. But, yeah. So now, back to the Joe Burrow topic. I think if the Bengals would have picked Chase Young, that would not have helped, because then in 2022 they wouldn't have got all the they would have signed Hubbard and Hendrickson, or even if they did, it still would have been a ginormous waste of a pick picking Chase Young there. So if the Bengals would have picked Chase Young, which if they had the second pick, they would have, their season, they would not have been very great. They would have sucked. They probably would have went 2-14 again. Now Andrew Thomas was probably another choice, so they probably have number 2. He has not played very good. And the funny thing, he's actually caught a touchdown. It's kind of funny. I didn't realize that. He caught a touchdown, and it was a 2-yard touchdown. He said 2 tackles. So, I mean, he can play receiver, put him at cornerback. I really think the Bengals would have been an awful team. They would have never made it to the Super Bowl if they wouldn't have picked Joe Burrow. So that's how we thought through it today, that the Bengals would not have made their pick with Joe Burrow. They would have just not at all been very good. They would have sucked. They definitely would not have made the playoffs, not even close to the Super Bowl. But, yeah. But thanks, everybody, for listening to my podcast. Thank you for watching. And I hope to see all of you guys in the next episode of the What If Sports Podcast. See ya.